各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to everyone.
英国最有名的侦探小说人物是福尔摩斯和华生。
As well-known novel characters, Sherlock Holmes and Watson. Watson.
有一个故事讲到，有一天他们到野外去露营。
There's the story, and the story goes, Sherlock Holmes and Watson went camping one day.
他们搭好了帐篷，两个人睡觉。
They set up the tent and went to sleep.
睡到半夜，福尔摩斯突然间把华生摇醒。
Midway through the night, Sherlock Holmes woke up Watson.
问他说：“你抬头向上看，你看到了什么？”
He asked Watson, "What did you see if you look up?"
华生说：“我看到了满天的星斗和一弯明月。”
Watson said, "I saw a sky full of stars and a bright moon."
福尔摩斯接着问他说：“你看到的带给你什么想法呢？”
Then Sherlock Holmes asked Watson, "Well, how does this make you feel?"
华生想了想说：“我看到了满天的星星，我感觉人类很渺小。”
Watson replied and said, "Well, the stars make me feel like humans are very small in comparison."
所以我们实在不应该为了小小的利益你争我夺。
This really makes me feel like we really shouldn't fight over petty things.
大家应该和睦相处。
Everyone should live harmoniously.
福尔摩斯就说：“你怎么会想到这个呢？”
Sherlock Holmes said, "Well, how could this make you think of life like that?"
你如果躺在帐篷里看到满天的星星，那表示我们的帐篷被人家偷走了。
The fact that you can see the star means that someone has stolen our tent.
这个笑话显示的含义是
，The moral of the story is，
面对相同的事件，不同的人因为个人的状况、眼界和观点的不同。常会有不同的解读跟回应。
So when faced even with the same thing, different people see it in a different perspective, and they would result in a different interpretation.
所以不同的人呢，看到半杯水。
So when placed with a cup half filled with water,
有人会说，哈，只有半杯。
Some people see it as a cup half full.
有人会说，哇，还有半杯。
And some people might see it as cup half empty.Empty. The other way.
You know what she means. Okay. 面对冬天下雪。
Same thing. If in terms of the snow in the winter.
有人会说太好了，可以滑雪。
Some people see it as a great opportunity to go skiing.
有人会说惨了，要铲雪了。
Some people see it as just more shoveling.
不同的观点带来不同的解读。
So different perspective leads to different interpretations.
有些事情是可以见仁见智的。
So for something that's true.
有些事情不能够这样。
But for some other, we can't see it that way.
对于一些必须要有绝对准则的事情。
When we do need some absolute guidance.
有没有客观的标准让我们做判断呢？
So the question is, does there exist this absolute standard to help to guide us?
去年新年崇拜的时候，我用登山变相的故事讲走出安乐窝。
Last year, New Year's sermon, I was here to preach this topic, walk out of our comfort zone.
最后的结论是让我们下山去吧。
And the conclusion of that sermon was, let us all come down the mountain.
崇拜结束之后，有一个弟兄来问我说，下山以后我们要走去哪里呢？
So at the end of the sermon, a brother approached me and asked, "So where are we going after we come down the mountain?"
这跟我在 PowerPoint 上写的“走出安乐窝”，然后呢是一样的意思。
So the same idea, what's listed on the PowerPoint, said what comes after coming out of our comfort zone.
他问的问题非常的重要。
So this question by this brother is very important.
他问的问题是教会的意向跟行动的问题。
So the question really is asking, where are we going as a church, vision-wise, and what action should we take?
但是我当时我没有回答。
At that time, I didn't answer the question.
不过这个问题过去一年当中有时候会出现在我的脑海里。
Even so, over this past year, a lot of times the question arises.
一年后我站在这里，我还是不能回，没有办法回答。
A year later, I stand here before you. I'm still not able to answer the question.
因为一方面呢，我被教会派到前线去作战。
One reason being, I see myself as someone being sent by this church.
对母堂的状况相当的隔膜。
sent by this church to city outreach, and I am not as familiar with the mother church's operation.
所以我没有办法提出好的答案。
I don't feel like I am capable to provide an appropriate answer.
另外呢，制定教会意向好像是长老团当仁不让的责任。
Another reason is the responsibility of setting these visions really should lie on the elders' shoulders.
这个好像也不是我这个非成员可以智慧的。
Since I'm not a member, I don't feel like I am appropriate to comment.
但是在新年的第一个星期天
So on this first Sunday of this new year,
我今天只想要提出在新的年度里
What I do want to point out is
我们个人的生活也好教会制定意向也好我们用什么做标准呢
So whether it's at an individual level or at a church level,What I want us to think about is what do we base our decision on?
其实答案应该是很简单的。
The answer to this question should be very simple.
因为我们这些称为神的仆人、神的儿女的人
，So we see ourselves as God's servant, as God's children.
我们在面对这些问题的时候，我们要思考的是神的心意是什么。
So as we're faced with this question, we really should ask ourselves, what is God's will?
还是我们常常从自己的抱负、雄心？来作为教会未来的出发点呢
Do we ask what God's will is, or do we actually ask what our heart, what our own ambitions are?
我们有没有常常来到神的面前求圣灵光照
？Do we all come before God and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us?
让我们自我调整，让我们的心思眼光和神一致呢
？Do we ask ourselves to realign ourselves so that we are in line with God's?Mindset.
我们来一起读一段圣经。
So let's all read a scripture.
使徒行传一章三到九节，我先念中文，然后 Melissa 姐妹念英文。
So it's Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. We'll read Chinese first and then English.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据，将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久，向他们显现，讲说神国的道。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。要等候所应许的就是你们听见我说过约翰是用水施洗但不多几日你要受圣灵的洗他们聚集的时候问耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗耶稣对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期不是你们可以知道的但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证说了这话他正看的时候 他们正看的时候他就被取上身有一朵云彩把他接去便看不到他了
Acts chapter 1 verse 3 After his suffering he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God On the one occasion while he was eatingWith them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which as you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority.But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
我们所念的经文是耶稣从死里复活和门徒相聚，向他们讲解神国的道之后，在升天以前的对话。
So what we just read, this passage occurred after Jesus was resurrected, after he was teaching the disciple about kingdom of God, but it was before he was taken up into heaven.
我看这段经文在耶稣跟门徒的对话中，耶稣跟门徒在观点上有三个对比。
So what I see in this passage is there exist three contrasting views between Jesus and his disciples.
虽然门徒已经亲自看见耶稣复活了。亲耳听见他讲解神国的道了。
So even though the disciples witnessed Jesus' resurrection, they heard from Jesus teaching kingdom of God.
但是我觉得在对话当中，他们还是不能够完全了解耶稣基督的心。
Even after all of that, they still don't seem to understand God's.
他们所看见、所关注的和耶稣所看见和关注的是不同的。
So what the disciples really care about is very different from what Jesus care about.
所以你读使徒行传后来的发展。
So if you have a chance to finish reading Acts,
你看到神需要用很多的力量来扭转这些差异。
You'll see how much effort God put in to change the disciples' viewpoints.
我们今天只能先来看看这些差异是什么。
So given the time constraints, we could only focus on what the differences are in terms of viewpoints.
在对话当中，门徒问耶稣说，你复兴以色列国。
So in the dialogue, first of all, we see that Jesus said the restoration of Israel.
门徒关注的是以色列国。
Disciples focus a lot on the nation of Israel.
是他们自己的国家的未来和发展。
What they care about is the development of their own church, nation.
简单的说就是关心他们自己。
Simply put, they really only care for themselves.
但是耶稣的回应告诉我们，他关注的是神的国。
But if we look at Jesus' response, what he cares about is God's kingdom.
而且这个神国的界限是超越以色列的范围的。
And if you see the limitation of this entire kingdom of God is way past Israel.
那是直到地极。
It's to the ends of the earth.
耶稣的眼界比门徒、比当时的以色列人都要大很多。
Jesus has a vision that is way further bigger than the disciples.
他要门徒们放下自我。
He wants the disciples to put down themselves.
他要他们看到的是更广大的需要。
What Jesus wants the disciples to see is the huge need around them.
我们要问的是什么是我们今天的以色列国。
So the question to all of us is, what is the nation of Israel to us?
什么是我们今天的地极。
What is today's ends of the earth?
我们关切的是耶稣所关切的吗？
Do we care about what Jesus cared for?
对我们而言，我们可能只关注前途跟工作。
So for us, right now, we probably all care about what lies ahead, our future and our jobs.
我们关注的是我们的房子够不够大，车够不够好。
We care about how big our house is and if we have a big car.
我们关注的是孩子可不可以得到最好的教育，能不能进常春藤。
We worry for our own kids' education, whether they can enter Ivy League schools.
在信仰上，我们关注的可能只是我们可不可以在教会里面得到够好的教导。
In terms of our faith, we care about whether we receive a sound training spiritually.
我们的孩子的信仰环境够不够好？
Do we provide our kids a good spiritual environment?
对教会而言，我们可能关注的只是我们的教会能不能成长。
When it comes to church, maybe we care about how well our church is growing.
我们的数字够不够漂亮？环境够不够好？
Have we received that number, that goal, and do we have a nice...physical environment.
我们对地极够关注吗？
Do we really care for the ends of the earth?
什么是我们的地极？
What is that ends of the earth for us?
我们说我们做宣教。
We say that we do missionary work.
我们关切世界上其他地方的福音工作的需要。
And we show that we care all the missionaries around the world.
可是对我们而言，宣教的刊意可能只是拿出一点点的钱跟做一点点的祷告而已。
Even though we say that, perhaps for us, the effort we put in really stays at praying and financially supporting a little bit.
我们表达了支持，但是我们付的代价实在太小。
We do show our support, but perhaps we need to put on more effort and we need to sacrifice more.
当前一阵子海燕台风侵袭菲律宾的时候，
So a while ago, Typhoon Haiyan hit Philippines.
我们对那里受灾的人够关注吗？
How many of us seriously care for the people being affected?
去年 Arlington High Rock 圣诞节晚会卖门票。
So last year, High Rock had a benefit concert, Christmas benefit concert.
我应该说是2012年。
So that was 2012.
他们得到的款项支持 Arlington 的一个社会工作者。
All of the proceeds went to support the social work program locally.
2013年，我听说他们的音乐费的收入奉献全部奉献给菲律宾。
I heard 2013's Christmas benefit concert, all proceeds went to Taifu Haiyan, all of the victims there.
如果我们办类似的事情, 我们也有一笔收入, 我们会把钱放在哪里?
If we have a similar benefit concert, where do we allocate the money?
讲近一点, 什么是我们的地基?
Let's talk about something closer. What is that ends of the earth for us?
当我们在Boston地区为我们的教会成长, 沾沾自喜时,
So when we pat ourselves on the back and feel very proud of our church's growth here in Boston,
如果同时Boston其他的华人教会跟美国教会都停滞跟衰退,
But at the same time, other churches in Boston are staying stagnant, if not the numbers are dwindling.
那我们有什么好高兴的?
Is it really worth us to feel proud and happy for?
抛开地域来思考这个问题,
So let's step out of this geographic
我们关注Boston贫穷人的需要吗?
Do we care for the poor in Boston?
去年我讲过, 前年我讲过, 中产, 去年我讲过, 中产阶级的环境, 常常成为我们眼光的障碍。
So last year I was here and I mentioned that the environment us as middle class created for us is a hindrance.
让我们看不见周围贫穷人的需要。
It really prevents us from seeing the needs of poor people.
当然我们也常常不会有什么行动。
And that also prevents us from taking actions.
我们的大专团契年底, 去年底到 Philadelphia去做关怀穷人的工作。
So our college group went to Philadelphia last year.
我发现这个部分我们常常需要向我们的年轻人学习。
I feel like all of us should learn from a college fellowship that they care for the people in need in Philadelphia.
第二个观点上的差异在于门徒问你复兴以色列人。
So another contrasting view is disciples ask, Do you restore Israel as a nation?
耶稣的回应是, 但圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必, 等等等等。
But Jesus' answer focused on when the Holy Spirit arrives on you as the disciples, then the disciples, you will do the work.
以色列人渴望复兴。
Israelites, they've been longing for restoration for a long time.
因为他们长久以来因为自己的罪而在受苦跟被奴役的状态。
They've been in the slavery being overruled by other nations for a long time due to their sins.
所以他们渴望先知预言的复兴来到。
So they really look forward to what the prophets have prophesied about their own nation's revival.
但是他们认为复兴是神的工作。
But they really see it as this revival as God's work.
我们也可能像他们一样认为复兴的工作我们只是个旁观者。
We might share a similar attitude that revival of our church is really God's work and that we're a bystander.
这个看法有几分道理。
There is some truth to it.
在宣教学里面确实提到宣教是神的工作。
So in the field of studying missions, It does scholars do acknowledge that missions work relies on God.
这个信念带给我们力量跟盼望。
So this belief helps us to have hope and give us a sense of self-efficacy.
知道我们所做的事不会失败。
It helps us know that we will never fail.
这也给我们一个非常好的提醒。
It also helps remind us.
我们所做的是神的工，不是自己的工。
It's a reminder that what we're doing is God's work, not our own.
不要让自己的雄心跑到神的心意的面前。
So that our ambition won't override God's will.
但是我们要留意的是, 当我们认为宣教、布道、教会的事工和复兴是神的工作的时候, 我们不可以置外于这个工作。
So there is a caveat to this belief, though, as we approach mission work, church ministry.
我们不能在教会跟服事当中成为一个旁观者。
So we should remind ourselves to not be a bystander.
现在的消费主义的影响让我们容易只贪求来教会享受。
So with this consumerism lifestyle, a lot of us come to church with this expectation of just for enjoyment.
我们不要忘了神托付给我们责任。
But what we shouldn't forget is God's responsibility bestowed on us.
对我们当中的基督徒而言, 信仰对你我的意义是什么?
So for Christians among us, what does our faith mean to us?
信仰当然使你得恩典。
So this faith brings grace to our lives.
但是不要忘记信仰的意义在于一个超越人生的追求和一个使命的承担。
But another important thing for us is to remind us that it's about fulfilling that responsibility bestowed to us.
对个人而言，来教会对我们的意义是什么？
So if we look at it from an individual standpoint,
只是来享受吗？
What does it mean to come to church? Is it for enjoyment?
只是来享受别人供应的服事吗？
Is it to be served?
只是坐享其成吗？
And not to give, receive, and not to give.
对我们的同工而言，我们期望得到怎样的复兴呢？
Those of us who are serving among our coworkers, how do we see our church? How do we see our church experience a revival?
我们只是在那里等候，或者多祷告一点，或者是敬拜赞美激烈一点，然后复兴就会自然临到吗？
Do we approach it by waiting, pray a little bit more?Or just sing the praise songs more enthusiastically and wait for the revival to happen?
或者我们要问，我们能在神国的开展跟复兴上面，我们能做些什么？
Perhaps the question should be, how can we help in broadening the kingdom of God?
我们的教会是一个功能齐全的教会。
Our church is very functioning.
这样的危机是有很多的信徒只是来教会做礼拜跟来得的。
With such a big church, the worry is that a lot of us will just come to on Sunday to worship.
我们在城区不一样。
It's different from the city Ruggles Church in downtown Boston.
我们人力紧张，所以基本上全民皆兵。
There's not that many people in the church, and so everyone has to pitch in.
所以养成习惯，有人一受洗，马上就开始服事。
So the norm in our church is that right after the baptismal service, people jump right into serving.
十一月底我们施行洗礼。
End of November, there was a baptismal service.
有人受洗当天就来问我说，我可以怎么服事神？
So on that day, someone came to a candidate came to me and asked, "How can I serve God?"
我们今天要举行洗礼。
Today here we're going to have a baptismal service.
受洗的弟兄姐妹，你在受洗之后要不要去问牧师说，我可以怎么参与服事？
So I'm challenging those who are being baptized today. You should ask our pastors how you can serve God.
神国的推展是神的工作。
For us to be to fulfill the kingdom of God is God's work.
但是神要我们和他同工。
But God wants us to be His co-worker.
因为他要我们和他一同享有工作的荣耀。
Because He wants us to experience the glory that comes along with working along with Him.
门徒第三门徒问主说：“你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
So the third contrasting view comes from the disciples asked Jesus, "Is the restoration happening now?"
耶稣的回答好像说：“别管什么时候。”定睛在你应当承担的责任上。
So if you look at Jesus' response, he said to not worry about the time and the dates, but to really focus on the responsibilities given to the disciples.
复兴在以色列人的观念当中代表什么？
What does restoration mean to the Israelites?
代表荣耀，代表扬眉吐气。
It means glory, it means being proud of their nation.
因为不再被外国人欺压跟奴隶啊。
Because they're no longer being oppressed by other outside nations.
复兴对我们而言代表的是什么呢？
What about restoration to us? What does that mean?
复兴对我们而言可能代表的是荣耀和随之而来的恩典和福气。
It also represents glory, but also the grace that we will receive and the blessing that comes along with it.
我们会听到人家说 CPCGB 好复兴啊。
Perhaps you'll hear people commenting how CBCGB is very much experiencing this revival.
我们听了好高兴。
And we'll feel very happy when you hear that.
我们听到人家说 CBCGB 盖的教堂好漂亮。
And people might praise how pretty our church building is.
但是我们听了好风光啊。
And we'll feel proud about that.
但是我们要小心，可能荣耀感随之而来的是骄傲。
But the reminder for that is,What comes along with the sense of pride is being very proud.
而骄傲是败坏的开始。
And that really brings along downfall.
门徒有没有这样的问题呢？
So do the disciples also face a similar situation?
当五饼二鱼的神迹以后，
So right after that, Jesus performed the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
众人要拥立耶稣为王。
And everyone want Jesus to be their king.
门徒就头脑发热。
But the disciples, they were very hot-headed at that time.
说我们的夫子当王了，所以我们就跟着翻身了。
And they were very happy because once Jesus become king, maybe they can ride the coattail.
耶稣说他们头脑太热，所以赶他们上船去冷静一下。
Jesus see that they're too hot-headed, so God asked them to go on the boat and go out to the sea, cool themselves down.
期待复兴的荣耀不一定错。
So it's not wrong for us to expect us to experience this revival.
但是我们忘了一个属灵的道理。
But let's not forget one truth that comes along with it.
荣耀来自服事、谦卑和委身。
The spiritual truth here is the glory that comes along with it is a result of us committing ourselves.
Boston College 的文学院每一年呢，选极少数的学生，邀请他们加入一个 Honor Fellowship。
Boston College, the College of Arts and Sciences has this honors fellowship for a very few group of people.
叫做 Order of Cross and Crown.
So it's called the Order of Cross and Crown.
Cross and Crown 是不可分的。
So from the title, you could see those two go in tandem.
在一个天主教的大学里。
So Boston College is a Catholic college.
他们毫不避讳地向学生传递这样的道理。
Through this fellowship, they are proud to share their belief.
十字架和冠冕是不可分的。
The cross and the crown goes hand in hand.
耶稣在福音书当中活出了这个道理。
Jesus showed us, set himself as an example through the Gospels.
保罗在腓立比书当中提到这个道理。
Paul also mentioned this in the book of Philippians.
我不告诉你在腓立比书哪里，你自己去查。
I won't tell you which chapter in the Philippians. You have to look it up yourself.
我知道我们人人都期望荣耀。
I know we all want glory.
但是除非我们心里面完全没有对荣耀的追求。
But unless if we get rid of that longing for glory.
我们单单的谦卑服侍神。
Only when we humble ourselves and serve God.
这样我们才能够真正体会荣耀是什么。
Only then can we truly experience what glory means.
前面我提到要在教会中服侍。
So earlier I mentioned we need to serve in church.
你受洗了，开始服侍了。
So you've been baptized, you're serving.
你希望五年、十年以后你在教会扮演什么服侍的角色呢？
Where do you see yourself 5 years down the road, 10 years from now?
我坐在主日学的课堂里面看着那一个我崇拜的主日学老师。
So you might be sitting in a Sunday school and you admire who's teaching the Sunday school.
我希望十年后我可以像他一样的当主日学老师受人崇拜。
You might aspire to be that Sunday school teacher someday.
我看到我们团契召集人好像很威风。
I see that the fellowship coordinator is getting a lot of honor, glory.
我希望几年后我可以成为团契召集人。
I want to be that fellowship coordinator.
但是我们教会当中有一些弟兄姐妹，他们长期做一些一点都没有掌声、没有权力、不露脸的事情。
On the other side, there are people who are not on stage. They are working behind the scenes. They're serving behind the scenes.
铲雪的、开交通车的、做交通管制的、打扫的、厨房的。
To name a few people who are the cleanup ministry, the parking ministry, people who are serving downstairs, cooking in the kitchen.
有的人呢，一直做下去，做了好久。
Many of them worked year after year.
做到年纪大了，做不动了。
They serve until they are old, until they can't serve anymore.
他们想退休，但是没有办法，因为没有人想要接着做。
They want to step down, but they can't. They're stuck because there's no one to take over this position.
我们不用矫枉过正。
So the point here is not to say that people who are standing up on the stage is not, this position is not important.
这样变成以后大家都不敢当主日学老师或者是当 presider 了。
So I don't want people to think that you can't be a Sunday school teacher or not, can't be a presider.
但是我觉得这些在背后默默服侍的人，他们真的是教会的榜样和资产。
What I think those who are serving behind the scenes have this, set up this example of being humble, and they are really the treasure of our church.
不管你在教会当中做什么，
doesn't matter what position you serve in.
这种谦卑服侍、默默摆上的精神，是不是我们个人跟教会的精神呢？
This attitude, this spirit of serving, for asking nothing back, is this the spirit and the value all of us should have?
我再提一点。
Another point.
我们在积极的建堂。
We are expanding and building our church.
我们建堂的目的是为了荣耀，或者是为了服事。
The question here is, are we building and expanding the church to honor God, or is it to serve God?
It's to honor or to serve God. 我觉得这个很重要。It's for our honor or to serve God.
Is it for our own glory or is it to serve God?
我的意思是，建堂的目的是因为礼拜堂大了，我们的环境更舒服了。
So once we have a bigger church, we have a more comfortable environment.
或者是建堂大了，让我们变得因而更不舒服了。
So there are two points. We should ask ourselves, is the purpose of building the church is to have a bigger church so we could have a comfortable environment, or so that we can have a bigger church, but spiritually we're not comfortable anymore?
不一定是 spiritually, 但是我说的更不舒服的意思是因为设施扩大了，所以我们需要更努力，付更多的代价。
So it might not be uncomfortableness spiritually, but the bigger church will put us in an uncomfortable situation that we would have to put forth more effort.
因为我们要更努力，付更多代价，把人带到这个设施当中来经历神。
Because the point is to bring more people in so we could fill up the bigger church.
如果我没有这个让准备让自己不舒服的预备跟行动。
So to bring more people to experience, bring more people to experience God, but if we don't have this motivation to take the action,
人不会因为礼拜堂盖大了就自动进来的。
People won't just come because we have a big church.
我最近在网上找到这张照片。
So I found this picture online.
有一个人背着十字架在路上走。
This person is carrying a cross walking on the street.
这个照片看起来很滑稽。
It looks odd.
但是事实上，这是我们每一天都该做的。
But really what it's depicting is what we should be doing every day.
耶稣不是要我们天天背起十字架来跟从他吗？
Isn't it true that Jesus asked us to carry our own cross to follow him?
十字架代表什么呢？
So what does the cross represent here?
十字架代表使命、委身、谦卑、牺牲、服侍。
It cross represents mission, commitment, service, humbleness.
这样我们才能够让人看到耶稣的荣耀。
Only by doing so, we can show God's glory to others.
因为我们在新的年度里面天天背着十字架。
May we all carry our cross in this new year.
天天背着十字架在家、出门、走路、开车。
May we carry our cross when we're at home, when we're driving, when we're at work.
天天背着十字架来教会、离开教会。
And carry this cross when we enter the church and when we leave our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，求你把耶稣基督钉十字架和背十字架的身影，天天的活化在我们的面前。
Lord, we ask you that you teach us and help us live out the teaching of Jesus being nailed on the cross and how we should be carrying our cross daily.
因为我们知道，我们需要。跟随你的脚踪而行。
Teach us this meaning because we know that we need to follow your steps.
主，但是我们常常看到的是自己。
Lord, a lot of times we see ourselves.
主啊，求你让我们可以每一天清晰地看见你自己。
We ask that we could see you clearly every day.
求你让我们不只看见你自己。
Help us so that we not only see you.
求你让我们立志效法你。
Help us that we could set our minds to follow you.
遵行你的脚踪，遵行你的旨意。
To be like you, to follow your teaching.
让我们学习在卑微谦卑服侍当中经历到从你而来的荣耀。
Help us learn as we serve you in humbleness that what comes along is your glory.
我们非常的软弱。
We are all weak.
但是我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
But we're willing to give ourselves in your hands.
我们求你来改变更新我们。
We ask that you change us and that you restore us.
求你天天的加力量在我们身上。
And that you empower us every day.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.